The war in Syria has claimed more than 100,000 lives. It has been a devastating human tragedy, but it's also taken a toll on the country's cultural heritage. Most of Syria's 6 UNESCO World Heritage sites have been damaged, and other important sites are under threat. Joining us now is Salam Al-Kuntar. She's a Syrian archaeologist who worked for the country's Department of Antiquities until she had to leave Syria in 2012 because she was no longer safe there. She's now a visiting scholar at the University of Pennsylvania. Salam Al-Kuntar, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Tell us what is at risk in Syria. What should we know that is there? As we know, this is right at the cradle of civilization. There's so much that is so old there, but tell us what you're most concerned about.
Well, Syria is ancient. It has a lot of monuments and archaeological sites and museums that depicts centuries and thousands of years of civilization. All this is at risk of being destroyed. Some of it had actually been destroyed. As much as the humanitarian crisis is devastating, the cultural heritage crisis is also huge for a country that has still standing monuments from different periods of times, a country that connects Eastern and Western civilization together. It's a tragic event at the moment.
And I'm looking here at a document that came out from the International Council of Museums, an emergency red list of Syrian cultural objects at risk. And there are ceramics in here and sculptures and things from all different periods, mosaics on floors and fragments and ornaments. Can you tell me about one thing in particular that you're concerned about?
So we have this World Heritage Site that is Crac du Chevalier. It's a Crusader site that is left from the Crusader War episode in the Middle East. It's a unique architecture example of its own, dates back to the 11th century AD. That has been damaged severely. There have been threats that it might collapse. So that World Heritage Site would be lost. The other example now is Dora Europus, a caravan site on the Euphrates River. And this is currently controlled by the Islamic State. And the site represents a great mingle of cultures where a cosmopolitan society, in the sense that we imagine happened in history, that town still has the oldest surviving synagogue. It has the earliest depiction of Jesus the Christ. A lot of writings from Persian, Aramaic, Greek. This site is in a great danger. It's being systematically looted every day.
And we know that ISIS is actually allowing looters to come into the heritage sites to loot some of these objects.
Yes, so the looting was going on before ISIS came to the scene, but then ISIS trying to regulate the looting, and they issued taxes on the looters. So they get, according to some Sharia law, they take percentage of the profit that the looters are making. So they are profiting from it, but I wouldn't say it's like a main income from them. It's more they're trying to regulate the process as they are regulating everything else under their control.
Which brings us to the question of what is being done about it. And I know you've been involved in that, but there are people who are being trained in Syria to protect some of these sites and artifacts.
Yes, we still have maintained contacts with our colleagues and heritage activists inside Syria. So through these networks of that we have inside Syria, we try to monitor damage that happens to archaeological sites, and we try to help them protect some of the museum collections. And this project is done by the University of Pennsylvania Cultural Heritage Center, the Smithsonian Institute, and the American Association for the Advancement of Science.
And how does the project work?
Well, we run trainings for these activists, and mostly we do it for people working in the areas outside of the Syrian regime control. So they come to Turkey, and we organize these trainings. The different trainings, sometimes for museum collections, how to do emergency protection. Especially, we are working right now on a mosaic museum that has the largest collection of mosaics in the Middle East. The other trainings we do is like about how to systematically and professionally document damage that happened to archaeological sites and enter it into a database so in the future we can assess the damage.
We're speaking with Salam Al-Kuntar. She's a visiting scholar in the Department of Anthropology at the University of Pennsylvania. This is Here and Now. You know, there is this film, The Monuments Men, all about an effort in World War II to protect and retrieve art that had been stolen by the Nazis. Is there an effort on that scale going on in Syria?
Because it's a civil war, it's not fought on, you know, between regular armies. So it's a lot of street fighting, a lot of different militia groups. It's really hard to, you have to organize it with the basically people who control the guns in order to have that kind of mission. Some of them were or are still collaborating with us. That these are the Free Syrian Army guys. But for us, what is important is to empower these people who are endangering their lives to protect cultural heritage. They do it as their means of, coping and doing something hopeful instead of being desperate and wait for the war to end. So they see their survival is through their work. So the lots of little monument men groups, I would say, that we try to empower, and they really work in the most dangerous situation.
And if they are not successful, what will we have lost as human beings?
Well, it is tragic because this is world heritage. I mean, these monuments who survived till the 21st century, they captured all these images from history. They give the people who live there their identity. They are symbol of different cultures that you read about in books. All this is a great loss to humanity, but also it will change the fabric of the country. It will make a severe damage to people's identity when the place where they grew up and the place that they related to is no longer the same place. It just will transform the whole region. And it is a great loss for humanities, for the significance of this cultural heritage where West, meets with the East, where Arabs meet with different Semitic groups, where different religious sects. It's all the stories of religion started there, Judaism, Christianity, Islam.
Yeah.
So you can just imagine what scale.
That's Salam Al-Kuntar, a Syrian archaeologist and a visiting scholar at the Department of Anthropology at the University of Pennsylvania. Salam, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.